Now, 2013 marks the 50th anniversary of Dr. Richard Beeching's report, which changed the face of rail travel in Devon forever, as miles of track were ripped up, branch lines and stations were closed. One of the first lines to go was the Exe Valley, going north out of Tiverton through Cove, Bampton, Morbath and on into Somerset. This weekend marks the 50th anniversary of the final train to run on those tracks, and I've been back to Bampton, where they've not forgotten that sad day. I guess over 50 years ago, we wouldn't be able to hear the sound of the clock chiming on the wall of the station master's house, literally outside of where the old Exe Valley line used to run. Humphrey Berridge, you live in the old station master's house, was surrounded by photographs of the old station. It was quite something, quite idyllic, wasn't it?
Well, it was, Matt. I think it's, you know, it's a completely different world that people lived in then, and rail transport was the norm. Now, of course, it's the motor car. And trains, the station master's house looks directly onto the railway, so that the station master could actually watch the trains going past and out of the station.
Unrecognisable outside your window now, except for one or two clues. Let's go and have a look, shall
we? OK, let's go.
Now, I've already mentioned one of the clues here is the top of the bank. And it was a very steep bank that ran from the edge of the station master's house down to the railway line. Your front room looks out over that.
Well, it's
it?
Really a cutting. It's now a bank, but was a cutting before, a very deep cutting with the trains running under the railway bridge. And as you can see, the railway bridge is still here. It's all been totally filled in. And we have a flower bed, sort of what would have been in mid-air over the track. So it's it really has changed out of all recognition.
The only sign of public transport here right now is the bus stop immediately on the bridge. And this cutting was a very deep cutting, yet it's been completely filled in. I mean, the amount of soil and rubble and earth that must have gone back in after Beeching had his way is incredible.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, it's filled in to a depth of something like 30 feet. I mean, it's a huge, huge amount. And that really does make it unrecognisable, unless somebody's given you the clues.
Let's go and see some of the other clues, which is the other side of the road and the other side of the bridge, which we looked over the actual station itself. Let's go and have a look. Humphrey, as we wander into what now is the main car park, public car park in Bampton, this was the station. This is where the line came through. It's unrecognisable now.
It is. Well, you know, people don't realise, as you can see, there are a lot of cars parked here today, but many feet underneath the car park, the platforms are still there. And you can stand down at one end of the car park and look back, and you can just see the parapet of the bridge, but it's quite difficult to do. But
the platforms are still here, under our feet.
Under our feet. But the other point you made, which is interesting, was I gather that a lot of children from here used to use the train to go to school, because they used to go down on the train to Tiverton.
Yeah.
And it was their normal way of going to school, which, of course, now they can't do. It's all buses and all the rest of it. So we have lost a certain amount of transport infrastructure, if you like.
It's amazing standing here, what, 50 years on after the line closed, the final train which went out of the station. Humphrey, you run the website at Bampton. You've done a lot of research into this. I know there's a video as well on the Bampton website which people can watch. I mean, it's 13 minutes worth of photographs, old footage. I mean, it is incredible. Why do you think it's important this weekend to mark the anniversary?
Well, I think it's partly because, as I said earlier, it was a different world that people lived in. Part of the video was shot in 1961, an amateur video, and that actually shows the train going through, packed with people, and they also show the main street here in Bampton with hardly a motor car on it.
You know, the video that Humphrey talks about there is incredible. It just takes you back. It's some of the old cinefilm as well, and they've added sound to it. I've put a link on our Facebook page. Go and have a look at it, facebook.com/goodmorning. Devon Humphrey Berridge from Bampton. Make sure you're listening to Good Morning Devon with Michael tomorrow, where we're going to meet a woman whose husband signalled that last train out. And her memories, it was a special evening on the 5th of October, 1963, of how the town band in Bampton said goodbye to its railway 50 years ago as the final train pulled out. She said it was such a sad day. Hear more from her tomorrow from 6.